A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about vegan snacking. I'm Becky Streepy.
I'm David Streepy.
This week on the show, we talk about Gardein Ultimate Plant-Based Chicken Filets and try Dandy's brand new Maple Mini Marshmallows.
Is that how you spell Dandy's?
Yeah.
I was looking for a packaging for reference. Is there an apostrophe there? That packaging conveniently cuts off at the point where there is an apostrophe. That's where I was tripped up because you wrote D-A-N-D-I-E apostrophe S, like the person's name was Dandy.
I thought that was apostrophe, but now I'm not sure.
I think the product is just Dandy's no apostrophe.
I think you're right.
Like they're Dandy's, like candies.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I got to edit the blog post.
Dang.
I'm going to go do that.
You just got... Wait, are you really?
No.
Oh, you stood up.
I'm getting a pen. I'm getting a pen, everyone.
You just got dazed.
You know what? So many vegan products, including Gardein, have a ton of apostrophes.
Maybe
yeah, I just got apostrophe crazy.
Yeah, vegans love an apostrophe. As illustrated in the other thing we're talking about.
That's right. That's right.
If you've got one apostrophe, you're still in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, though, Gardein has sometimes done more than
that's
one.
That's what I mean. Two apostrophes is pretty flagrant.
It is. It's a lot.
It's getting into... territory. It's getting into territory.
It sure is getting into territory.
How's your week?
My week is great.
Full disclosure, we recorded less than a week ago.
It's true. But we're recording on a Saturday. It's the end of a full week.
It is the end of a week.
Yeah.
Only some term for that.
Ugh.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
It was a great week.
Yeah?
I got a ton of work done.
Wow.
So much work. And that felt wonderful after spending so much of last week in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went roller skating for the first time since we left for New York.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 weeks and change. I tried out a trick and I fell a lot of times and I have a big like golf ball bumpy bruise on my arm. Where is it?
Is it a phantom golf ball?
No.
Do you feel like you should
have
one?
It's not a real golf ball, but it's a little lumpy lump right there.
It is a little lumpy lump.
Yeah.
Not regulation for golf.
No.
You would probably...
It was a case where my elbow pad did protect me from really hurting my elbow, but then it also, the side of the plastic part of the elbow pad hit me in the arm, causing this bruise.
Is that what pads are supposed to do? Do you have cheap pads?
No, that's what pads are supposed to protect you from. Like, if you fall on your elbow, it protects you from breaking your elbow.
Right.
But this bruise is fine.
But it cut you, you just said.
No, it didn't cut me. It just bumped me.
Oh, okay.
It just gave me a little bonk.
Hmm.
That's okay. I just fell weird. It's fine.
I don't know that pads are supposed to do that, though.
I think maybe I had it on a little loose.
I think you had on some pads.
No, they're good pads. They're beautiful. Anyway, I'm trying this new...
They're beautiful is your justification for why they're good pads?
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, you can... I think you can have it all. I think there's a way to have it all between a good look and the healing, not healing, protecting you function that is the primary reason.
In this economy?
I think you can. I think you can have it all.
All right. I'm going to work on having it all.
Why don't you go to like Pad TikTok or something and get reviews on pads?
Okay. I'll do that. I'll go to Pad TikTok. So this new trick is one where you squat down and then you stick your leg out and then you kind of coast along with your one leg sticking out. And it looks really cool, but it also looked like something that I could probably accomplish.
Yeah.
And I can get down there. That's fine. Whoom, straight down. Yeah. No problem. Cruising along. But as soon as that leg goes out, falling down.
Now, are you supposed to... Sometimes when you fall, the guidance is to not use your hands.
Yeah. Well, I also have wrist guards.
Right.
So I used those. But this was, it kind of caught me out of nowhere. I was like, I'm doing it. And then I wasn't doing it.
But what is the how to fall of skating?
Oh, I don't know. That's probably something I should learn.
Yeah. Maybe go to how to fall TikTok for roller skating. Because, I don't know, maybe you do put your hands out. But that's always been a, hey, your instinct is to do that. But your shoulders are going to go into your neck. If you do that, I'm exaggerating, but right. Like all of the joints, if you straighten out and fall, like the impact's just going to push it back.
Oh, well, I fell backwards.
Okay. I'm not, I'm away from this specific situation.
We're moving away.
Yeah.
Well, I used to ice skate quite a bit and take lessons and stuff. And what we learned about how to fall in ice skating is if you do catch yourself on your hands, you pull your fingers in immediately because if someone skates over your fingers,
right. Slice them off.
Slice them right off.
Or frostbite because it's ice.
Yeah,
you don't want to touch the ice very long if you've got exposed skin.
It was South Florida, so we did think that could happen.
Really?
Yeah. We were like instant frostbite if you even touch ice.
Got an outer range vibe from when we were talking about frostbite on the hands because of the black...
Oh yeah, it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Like frostbite. It's not frostbite.
No.
We don't know what it is. We're only two episodes in. Yeah. Out of Range, Amazon Prime.
Excellent. Excellent show.
Give Jeffrey the click. You got to give Jeffrey the click, guys. He's working hard over there.
Dave.
Wipe the sweat from your brow. Put the cap on the bottle. And give Jeffrey the click.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm talking about Amazon and their worker practices.
I just wanted to make sure to ask because when I was editing last week's episode...
You didn't ask me.
I didn't. We talked so much about me having COVID and then I didn't ask how you were doing. And I felt like such a jerk.
How do you know when somebody's had COVID? How do you know? I'm using a familiar joke.
They'll keep coughing sporadically for weeks. That too.
Yeah. I don't like to ding you on the podcast. Especially without you knowing what I'm going to ding you for.
You?
Yeah. But this week, a lot of uncaught coughs happening this week. Once you got two negative tests, your hands just
dropped.
Left your face completely whenever
useless
you coughed.
To my sides.
Yeah, you're just walking around coughing like you're the town crier, except your news is a cough.
They catch me off guard sometimes.
Your hands are always there, though. See? There's both of them. So I've been good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have nearly the story that you have. I'm going back into the office. That's a change in my schedule. I got to add commute time. I got to have breakfast before I leave the house. And then I also have to brush my teeth. I'm back into belt life.
Belt life.
Yeah, belt life is tough.
So restrictive.
Yeah, we got a wedding this weekend.
More belts.
Yeah, well, it's kind of related. I ordered a suit weeks ago. 6 weeks ago, I ordered a suit for this wedding from a company in China. And I just got a notification today that it cleared customs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this suit's not going to get here in time for the wedding.
Doesn't seem like
I think the suit, you would still need to do a little work on it once it arrives. Like they take your, it's one of those ones where they take your measurements and then you pick all the suit out and then they make it custom to those measurements and ship it to you. Mm-hmm. But then I think like you're like 95% there and then you got to go see somebody to tighten up that 5%, you know, to like address my. You know, ogre shoulder, my right shoulder being more ogreish than the left shoulder and things like that. Like little tweaks that you have to make
I'm sorry.
Because everybody's body is different.
You have an ogre shoulder?
I have one bulbous shoulder and one less bulbous shoulder.
Because I'm looking. Dave is in a tank top in front of me right now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pajama bottoms too.
Ooh.
So yeah. Ready for my calendar shoot.
His shoulders are fine.
No, it was an example though.
Okay.
I made it up.
Dave.
But do you understand? Bodies are different. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, bodies are different.
Can we agree that even if measurements are the same, bodies are different?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people might have a bulbous right shoulder and a not bulbous, I almost said normal and backed away from that.
Good.
And not bulbous left shoulder, right?
Right, right.
Or in my case, my left ear hole has gotten bigger as I've aged. This is true. This is a real thing that has happened.
Would a tailor address that?
No. God, no. It's a different point.
You're I'm talking all over about the place
how,
today.
I'm talking about how bodies are different.
Okay, okay. We've broadened. We've broadened the scope.
That's what we've been talking about.
Okay. Well, we were talking...
bodies... All right, do you want me to finish the suit story?
Yes.
And then I'll talk about how bodies are different?
No, no. Let's continue on this.
No, I'm going to finish the suit story because you're right. Now I'm sensitive to the feedback and I feel very vulnerable that I'm just not making any sense. But the suit, you need to do... There's like 5% of that last leg work. I don't mean body leg. I mean the last leg of the process work mm-hmm. that you need to do to a suit to customize it to your specific measurements, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the point I was making was even if that suit showed up today,
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to wear it to the wedding.
Probably not.
Right. Or I'd risk looking like I was wearing daddy's suit, like the pant legs would be a little too long, or the jacket arms would be like, my fingers would just be barely poking out of the armholes.
Oh, like you borrowed your dad's suit.
That's what I just said, daddy's suit.
Oh, daddy's suit.
Yeah. Okay, that's my point. Back to my point about my ear. My ear hole has gotten bigger as I've gotten older.
How do you know that?
I'll tell you. When I go for a run, I have my special earbuds.
Yeah.
Sony wireless earbuds. I don't use the AirPods because they don't have any bass. And I need that bass when I run, you know?
Yeah.
Like I need to, mm-hmm. I need mm-hmm. something to mm-hmm. shake mm-hmm. while I'm rattling and rolling. I don't know. So I've got these earbuds and they make a... have a really good sound and they make a really nice seal. Mm-hmm. Until recently, I was noticing on my runs that I was hearing a, and this is intentional, so please leave this in.
Okay.
I was hearing a for every, like in the rhythm of my steps. And what was happening was with each step, my left earbud was rattling in my ear. It was moving up and down in my ear. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That seems like it could fall right out.
Right. And my ear hole has gotten bigger. So the earbud no longer has a secure... I had to go on the internet and buy earbuds for people with large ear holes to put on that one. And I was like, this will be the real test of whether my ear hole has gotten bigger or not. And I did it. And it, night and day, like instantly fixed it. So my ear hole is just getting bigger.
Wild.
On one side.
So does the other big one fit your other ear hole?
The big one. So I tried to do the big ones on both ear holes. And what happened was it was too big for my right ear hole.
Oh my gosh.
My right ear hole started making the rattle thing because it couldn't get seated in well enough.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So now I've got the original like earbud tip on the right ear mm-hmm. for my normal sized ear hole. Sorry. For my conventional ear hole. And I've got the big bud on my left one for my gargantuan and growing ear hole. I don't know what I'm going to do a year from now. I don't think they can make bigger earbuds.
You're going to have to go over ears only.
I was actually looking into that. And I think the problem with those is they're going to rattle the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, when you're
bang,
running.
Bang, 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 bang. I'm banging the top of my head.
He is.
Like as I run. But maybe not. Maybe the world's figured that shit out.
Yeah, who knows?
Runners. I see lots of runners with
what you should do is go on earhole TikTok and see what people suggest.
I should go on earhole TikTok. Here's the other thing. My left ear, it's weird. Have you ever looked at my left ear?
I haven't.
Have you ever like really looked at it? Do you want to look at it now?
Yes.
I'll show you. It's pretty weird, right?
Listener.
Now look, 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 look. I'm going to show you my right ear. So that you can directly compare the two.
Okay.
And it has changed over time.
Okay.
And you probably, all you probably see is my heart.
That's
And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to look at my physical features for a minute. Take me in as the rest of the world would. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? So you're seeing this ear, right?
Listener, it looks like a normal
ear.
You're
looking at like the ridge of my ear.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the lobe.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the ear hole.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's the right ear. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
I see no difference.
You see no difference?
No.
You don't see this ridge is... You see? You see how there's a contour to this ridge? There's no contour to this ridge anymore.
It looks the same to me.
Are you kidding me?
No.
There's no contour to this ridge anymore.
Do you sleep on that side?
No, I sleep in a bed.
Waka waka.
Oh, God. I don't sleep on that side. I sleep on my back, and I go to sleep within 15 seconds of laying down.
It's true. He does. It is. He'll come in. I'll have been in bed for like a half hour reading. He comes into bed, and I hear him fall asleep, and I'm still reading for another half hour.
All right, come here and touch this ridge.
Okay.
And then come here and touch this ridge.
I'll be back, everyone. I'm going to go over there and touch his ear now.
We're not going to measure the ear holes, because I feel like, even though it feels like it's a really big difference, it's probably like minuscule. So just run your finger on here and then do both. Yep. Okay. So she's done it to the right ear.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
It's a thickening of the cartilage.
That's right. That's right. And I panicked and went to the doctor when this first started happening, like 10 years ago. And the doctor was like, shit happens. I was like, okay, I think I need a new doctor.
And then you got a bill for $250. Right. Yeah. Because insurance is a scam.
Yeah. So
They're different. I couldn't see the difference, but you can feel it. The cartilage on Dave's left ear is thicker than the cartilage on his right ear.
And there are other differences, grosser differences that I don't want to talk about. Okay. But there are other differences to the ear. This left ear is changing. I think historians might look at this 100 years from now and be like, and we all know what happened to him after that, but this was the first public record of something being wrong with his ear. You know?
Probably.
Probably like 20 years from now, I don't know.
Yeah.
This could be bad.
That's the only
Probably a year option. From now this could be bad. Who knows what the future holds?
It's true.
Shit goes bad fast for a lot of the world.
Yeah, anything can happen in 2022.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be good.
Have you looked around?
I have.
Pretty fucking bad.
Oh, it really is. It's bad right now, guys.
Yeah.
But I went roller skating, and that was a dream.
Oh, we're back on you?
No, I was trying to bring it to something positive.
Thanks for acknowledging that you didn't do this last week and then doing it this week, but then yanking it back. I've got other body parts I'd like to talk about.
Oh, okay. Go on.
No, it's okay. So I do have a suit, but it's reflecting my pre-pandemic waistline. So it's not going to be a comfortable night for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't picked out my dress yet.
Maybe get on that.
Yeah.
It's like hours away, single digit hours away.
I mean, I have three dresses and I'll wear one of them. I just have to decide which one.
We got a review?
No. Dee, 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 dee.
What? No, recommend a podcast. Okay. What are you doing?
I don't think I've reviewed a podcast recently, y'all. I might just have to recommend one from my feed, but let me see. I'm going to review Behind the Bastards.
I turned you on to this one.
You did, and yeah. I love it. I don't listen to the It Could Happen Here weekly. Those things are 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
But I do listen to their like deep dive episodes. Those are really fun.
Sure.
So what I have done is I've gone to the show page for Behind the Bastards. And I'm scrolling. Right. I see all these episodes, and then I see trailers, hosts and guests, ratings, and reviews. That is where I tap 5 stars.
Oh.
And listener, if you do that, that's awesome and we love it. But if you want to go a step further, below the most recent review, in our case, Mr. Pinkphone's review,
you tap
MVP, Mr.
MPP.
MPP, Mr. Pinkphone, I get it. At MVP, MPP, you tap write a review. Boop, I did it. And then up comes a screen that says write a review. It's already got my 5 stars filled in because I'm not a monster. Title: I love a deep dive. And I will say, Behind the Bastards offers fascinating glimpses into historical figures that you thought you knew. I love that they deliver the news with sarcasm and humor, exclamation point.
Oh, you're dictating this.
I sure am. Oh, okay. And instead of news, though, I'm going to say information because it's not news. I mean, I guess it's new information, but still. So Behind the Bastards is a history podcast, and what they do is they choose a historical figure who was awful, and they tell you why. And sometimes it's someone that you didn't know was awful. So that's a very 2022 thing to do.
What's an example?
Right now they're in the midst, or maybe they just finished, a multi-parter on John Wayne. Guys, John Wayne was a bastard. Yeah. he was a bad dude.
Yeah.
And so I'm learning about that. They just did part three of the John Wayne. I don't know if there's going to be a part four. Sometimes I zone in and out on this one, but yeah. I enjoy listening to it anyway.
Good.
Yeah.
That seems very instructive.
Thanks.
If I were a listener to this podcast, I would know exactly what I need to do. And that would be rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll read that review on the pod.
We sure will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not indeed?
Hey, I almost wrote a song for that segment, but I didn't.
The listener would love it.
I don't.
She would. That one gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, this one, I don't know. This one, hey, it's Talking to News. This is a segment of the podcast that I take a headline from the world of vegan news, a vegan-related headline from the world of news, maybe more appropriately in this case, and I share it, and then we talk about it. This one is from Business Insider. And it is from April 30th, 2022. So it's getting a little crusty, a little stale. Dunkin' and Beyond Meat hit with lawsuit by Philadelphia company over vegan sausage sandwich slogan. So this is...
They don't even offer that sandwich anymore, I thought.
Know. Well, you know, statute of limitations. You can commit a crime and then stop committing the crime and still be punishable for the crime, you know?
Rude.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. This lawsuit is rude. I already know. Tell me about it.
So you're, without any context, you're siding with the big company.
Who's suing them?
Philadelphia company. I haven't gotten there yet.
I assumed the Philadelphia company was also a big company.
Vegadelphia Foods accused Dunkin' and Beyond of stealing the slogan they used for a vegan snack. So you're a monster, first of all.
I am. Dunkin's the one who's rude.
Still more context to uncover here, but initial readout is that you're a monster.
I am.
Just instinctively, little Susie Consumer has instinctively sided with, you're over there giving Jeffrey the click. Dunkin' and Beyond released the sandwich in 2019 with the slogan, plant-based, great taste. And Vegadelphia Foods says it patented a similar slogan in 2015. So those are the bullet points of the article.
I don't even remember them using that slogan. But I'm not saying they didn't. I'm just saying it's funny that they're getting sued over a slogan that they maybe didn't even promote that well.
Here's it in a nutshell. Vegadelphia Foods, a subsidiary of the Sonat Corporation, said in a filing to a Florida district court on Thursday that it patented the slogan, where great taste is plant-based, 4 years before Dunkin' and Beyond Meat revealed a similar slogan, plant-based, great taste, alongside their Beyond Sausage Sandwich. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if you knew that about me or not. But it's... Those are pretty broad words.
And it's an easy rhyme.
And it's a different order.
And what is this company? A subsidiary of another company?
Just because it's a sub... Again, Susie. Subsidiary is not, like, shady.
I'm just saying that means that that's probably pretty... If you've got subsidiaries, you're not some mom and pop.
In its lawsuit, Vegadelphia Foods said the company has launched a huge ad campaign using the slogan, including online ads featuring Snoop Dogg promoting the product, asking customers, you want that plant-based, great taste, fresh out of the oven. I gotta say, order goes a long way on this one, you know? Plant-based, great taste, or great taste plant-based. I feel like those are two different slogans.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't want to be a little Johnny Corpo here. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to let the courts decide.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up for discussion on our podcast where we discuss the news items. I don't think anybody's going to pin you to...
I'm looking up Vegadelphia Foods to see what their scoop is. They make vegan meats. They make crab cakes, chicken, beef. Those crab cakes look good.
Are they plant-based?
Where Great Taste is plant-based, it's still on their website.
Nice. Good job, guys.
Yeah, about...
And let's be clear. I think they should continue using that phrase. And... as you said earlier, this Dunkin' thing's kind of already worked itself out. So I kind of support, on the one hand, I support them getting that cheddar, you know?
Yeah, get it.
Like if you've got a legal, I don't know, this sounds slimy to say. It was like, if you can find a way through the courts to get a little bit of cheddar from Dunkin' for this.
Yeah, get it.
Go for it.
Get that
but
money.
Also,
sure.
It's kind of like, is that the world we want to live in? Where you're doing that sort of thing.
But it is the world that we live in.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. All right. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's keep talking about this until we come to a pure ethical stance on it.
That's what we're going to do.
What we would do in a perfect world where we could trust everybody.
Oh, well, in a perfect world where we could trust everybody, mm-hmm. that this wouldn't be an issue.
Why?
Because we wouldn't be worried about people stealing our slogans.
But in a pure world where everybody trusted everybody and somebody came up with great taste plant-based and somebody came up with plant-based great taste.
In that world, uh-huh. Vegadelphia Foods would call up Dunkin' and be like, guys.
In a perfect world
and
they'd
just talk it
trusted
out.
Trusted everybody. There would be no subsidiaries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Companies wouldn't get so big.
Well, yeah. So you don't think there should be big companies, is what you're saying.
I don't know. Yes.
No, what?
Yes, that's what I think.
Presenting that as if it was a debatable point, and then you made it legitimate by being like, I really don't know. There should not be big companies.
Not as big as we've got.
There should not be big companies.
No.
We're fine without them.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine without them.
Yeah, we were doing okay without them.
We taking a break? Oh, wait, no. And we'll be back with weather and sports after this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, welcome back.
Dave, are you ready to talk about these Gardein plant-based chicken fillets?
You know I am.
Ultimate. This is part of the ultimate line.
Yeah. So I picked these up at Target and brought them home, and the extreme packaging really spoke to me, reached out to me, and I was like, well, if I'm going to do something, I want to do the ultimate version of that, if the ultimate version is available, you know?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, so the one that I got was a spicy filet. I have since gotten also the original flavor. And I got it. I made a couple of sandwiches during the workday with it. And I saved one of the spicy ones for you. I don't know if you've had a chance to try the not spicy ones yet.
I have only had the spicy one.
Okay. So this one's Gardein. I got to tell you just up front, I'm starting to not be the Gardein stan that I used to be.
My jaw's dropping. Gardein was numero uno in this house for so long. I want you to expound on that.
I think it's a case of Olin Game in town. You know?
Yeah.
There's still some stuff that Gardein does really well. Those fish fillets are unmatched.
The tendies?
No, the fish fillets.
Yeah, and I'm saying, and yes.
Oh.
And what about the chicken?
No, I think
tendies?
Morningstar's creeping in with the chicken competition. VFC's creeping in with the chicken competition. The chicken is no longer the only game in town. And now I'm starting to see kind of the cracks in the armor of what Gardein has going on in their chicken game, you know?
Interesting.
It is interesting. Thank you for acknowledging that.
All right, so tell me what you thought about these patties. Tell me how you made them, too.
So, well, hold on.
I want everything. Tell me everything.
Hold on.
Sorry.
So, when I saw these, I was, as I previously stated before you dropped your jaw, you've dropped it again, and so I've been waning on Gardein. So, when I see a Gardein product, even if it's not like... I feel like every store has its consistent 5 or 6 Gardein offerings. And then each store seems to have 1 or 2 items that the other ones don't, like a sweet and sour pork or something like that, you know? And so my eye always kind of catches those and considers them. But even lately, when I see those, I'm just kind of like, eh. It's Gardein, whatever. I got burned by like that Italian sausage. I think that's terrible. It's probably the worst thing that they make. No, their beefless is pretty bad too. Like their ground beef crumbles is pretty bad. But there are better.
Okay.
Beyond's is better.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right. And the sausage, Beyond's is better.
Yeah.
So some of this stuff is just unnecessary now because the market, and they would probably benefit from shrinking their line a little bit. They don't need to be the go-to for everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my point is when I'm there in the store, even if I notice a new thing or a different thing, I'm kind of like, I don't really want to roll the dice on it. The only way I would do it is for the podcast. And that it, there's kind of a novelty to that, you know? Whereas I feel like this is best when it's something that we're really looking to add to our, like, that we're excited about trying, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just kind of clinical and academic, lowercase a academic of just like, we have to review something, you know? So here's the thing we haven't reviewed yet, which, whatever. So that said, this packaging really spoke to me because it was very bro-y. And again, I was like, you have frequently lamented the lack of a good chicken breast.
Yes.
You know, and this looked breasty.
Yeah. Fried though. Still breaded.
Still fried, but it seemed breasty and it seemed big was the thing. I mean, ultimate implies big. But then I picked this up and it was 3 patties and they felt in the bag, they felt like big honking patties.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. I brought it home. I made some. You made 1. What were your thoughts? I didn't really make a parade out of this when I brought it home. They just kind of like were in the house.
Yeah.
And
you got
this time you discovered them, unlike the other things that I get to surprise and delight you that you don't notice.
Oh, no. You had to tell me.
Oh.
I was like, what should we do for lunch? And you said, well, I got these patties.
Okay.
So I made one for lunch. I did it with lettuce, onion, pickles, mayo on a potato roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was crunchy. I thought the batter's flavoring was really nice and the texture was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it was thick, big, fat, toothsome, thick. I thought it had the texture of Gardein. Like of the chickenless tenders, which I still really enjoy, but just super fat and toothsome. I really liked this. I thought it kind of evoked to me that VFC vibe a little bit. The texture, I felt like the VFC, I like their texture a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like VFC is not available like at a Kroger or a Target. And so for like a grocery store option, I was pretty excited about these.
Yeah.
What did you, the faces you were making while I was talking make me think that you don't agree?
No, I do agree.
Oh, you
I thought
do?
It was, I thought the taste of it was great. The spicy one in particular, I thought was really good. The spice was perfect on it. I thought the texture, I thought it was different from the tenders, and I thought that was a good thing. It's a little bit more of a fried chicken texture. I think the problem with this one is that it's too big and it's too dense. And I've made three now, two of the spices, one of the original. And every single time I have upped the air fryer time from the time before it, and it has still had a cold center. So I've enjoyed my dance around the sides of it, but I'm always tossing the middle of the sandwich.
How long? What's the max that you've gone up to?
15 minutes.
I did 15 minutes too because I saw how fat they were and I was like, this is a 15. And it worked okay.
Huh.
I will say though, we have a new air fryer.
Uh-oh, guys.
Yeah.
We got a new air fryer and this is the first time hearing you have some notes on it.
Well, it's just, it's slower. It's slower than when I'm recipe testing. We replaced our old Dash air fryer because I am clumsy and have dropped the basket three times.
And the broken plastic cut
me. Yes. It cracked the plastic and the plastic cut Dave. And that was the final. Like the cracked basket didn't look great, but it still works.
You came in and I was like in the corner whimpering.
Yeah.
Holding my bloody wound.
Bandit was like, something's wrong with my dad. Yeah. He came and got me. Did I come running? Yes, I did.
Of course. Took me and bandaged me up.
Yes, that's what happened.
Gave me a popsicle.
I said, are you going to be okay, sweetie?
A little peek into our dynamic.
So we replaced it, and we thought since we were doing that, why not give this air... This is not our first air fryer combo oven. We've had a toaster air fryer combo oven before, and I didn't like it. It cooked opposite problem of what I'm about to talk about, but it cooked things so fast. Everything burned on the air fryer setting. All my tried and true tested recipes that I'd made in that, you know, standalone style of air fryer with the pullout basket, everything was burning. And I was like, I can't recipe test with this. But at that time, I didn't have like my own office. This room was a playroom for the kid. You remember that time? Yeah. But now I have my own office with more storage. So what I did was I keep the Dash in here for recipe testing because that's an air fryer's air fryer.
Yeah.
This one, it's more like a convection oven. It doesn't really air fry. Like it doesn't cook things that fast. Everything takes way longer is my point.
Okay. My problem with it is that if you don't catch this aspect of it, it spends equal time preheating and then cooking, but it doesn't need to preheat.
No. Well, but maybe it does that's what takes
maybe
a long.
We're finally connecting the dots right here in front of four people.
Maybe the toaster combo ovens do need to preheat. My Dash, I've never, or like all of those like egg-shaped air fryers, you know,
but those are like glorified flamethrowers. Yeah. Onto their food.
But that's what an air fryer is. And they don't need to preheat
in
my experience. Yeah. But this combo oven,
maybe I'll try that next time.
So that would be like, basically that would be 18 minutes and then skip the preheat.
18 minutes, that's oven territory, guys.
I know.
Air fryer is like 15 minutes is your high end for an air fryer. Feels like it should be.
I agree. Maybe the only thing that should take longer is a baked potato.
Maybe that's the price of convenience.
Yeah.
Because you have them all in one now. And it's like, well, if you want this, then your air fryer is going to be a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And that's the price of convenience. This is technology appliance God talking to.
Right. Other stuff. Like it also has the style of basket that I don't like. I love the kind with the big holes that stuff doesn't stick to. This has the mesh. And so I line it with... not for stuff that's breaded, but for like tofu, I line it with a little piece of parchment paper that I cut in half.
Got it.
It's been an adjustment, is all I'm saying. Yeah. And I don't test recipes in it because I just don't.
You got your dash.
I don't. Yeah, and I don't feel like that's an air fryer.
Oh, dang! Sorry, it's Jackie.
It's like a countertop convection oven, which is fine. It's nice to not have to heat up the house to make, you know.
Sure is.
Gardein stuff.
And it keeps the house cooler. Yeah.
And it does. Good point, yeah. Dave. That I hadn't just made is that it keeps the house cooler. That's good.
I didn't realize you had made that point.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't noticing. That's a joke that we normally do.
Yeah, it's frequently a joke we like to do.
But that time, I just wasn't listening.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking about something else. And then you said heat up the house, and that reminded me that the air fryer heats up the house.
No, it doesn't. I know, the oven. No, the oven.
But that the other air fryer does heat up the house.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does. So I am making a different point.
Yeah.
This air, the dash heats up the house and the KitchenAid does not. It does.
Oh, maybe it doesn't circulate the air.
Maybe you're just not as thin-skinned as I am and have sensitive nerves that detect differences in heat and cool. Similar to how you can't smell anything in the house. Ooh. Got her.
Pew pew. I was drinking tea.
Bagged and tagged.
So that's the butcher. That
what hunters do?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Hunters get at us.
Out of range.
Did they do that in Outer Range?
I don't know.
You haven't watched they hunt. Enough of it.
They do hunting. There's that one taxidermy guy with all the creepy things on the walls.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah.
Anyway, Outer Range, good show.
It is a great
show.
Watch
a good show.
It is a great show.
I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, okay. We've watched two episodes, do not know what it's about, but in a good way.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that on a scale of where my ear started to where my ear is now, where my ear started being the best and where my ear is now being the worst of this particular scale, I'm going to put these probably about 6 months in from where my ear started.
And it's been how long?
Years.
Okay.
Go from, and be mindful because you're talking about my ear.
Oh my gosh.
And it's going to be a little bit different.
This is, I'd like a different.
When you say about me than when I say it about myself.
Oh.
You want to look at it?
No. It doesn't, I can't, still can't see it.
Okay, I'll show you both ears.
It looks the same to me.
It doesn't. Do you want to come touch them again?
No, I really don't.
What?
I don't want to get up. I'm all cocooned in here with, no.
Okay.
I'm going to say 6 months also.
What? If you're going to have the same rating as me, I need you to back it up.
Okay. I think 6 months out of years is probably like a 9 or an 8, 8.5 maybe out of 10.
Okay.
And I would say that these are great. I definitely want to get them again. We'll have to try cooking them with the preheat to address your problem with them not being cooked through. But that doesn't.
Yes, my problem with frozen.
Well, they weren't cooked. They cooked through when I cooked them. Okay. What temperature did you do them on?
The temperature.
So
I didn't change the temperature.
400?
Sure.
400 for 15 minutes worked for me, but maybe we'll do like 17 and see if that hits the spot.
If you do
the literal frozen spot in the middle.
If you do 400 degrees for 15 minutes, does that equal 60,000 degrees?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
No.
Oh.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Is there a cumulative measure of heat that you can apply like that to heating things?
I don't know.
Should I get a heat TikTok?
Go to oven TikTok and
thermal
ask
them. Thermal TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, pretty good showing. And it shows that we're both nostalgic for the way that my ear used to be, which is a learning in and of itself, too.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Dave.
Should we put a picture of my ear up with this episode? Should it be the episode image?
Yeah, that it will be. It'll be the thumbnail.
Oh. All right. Moving on to other food.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Do you want to have a snack?
I do. I'm not going to. You've changed the voice.
Yeah, I can't do that. It hurts my throat. These marshmallows. were sent to me. I'm on a marketing list at Dandy's now. Ooh. I just received these out of the blue. Huge box. I got 3 bags of these mini maple marshmallows and a bag of regular marshmallows, which was awesome because friend of the show Diane Wentz tweeted something about hot cocoa the other day, and it made me crave hot cocoa like nothing else. And I was able to have, we had 1 packet of cocoa left from the winter that was still good. And then I had these Dandy's, and so I put one of the big regular Dandy's in because I didn't want to try these without you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I had cocoa and marshmallows. It was 80 degrees out. I was drinking my cocoa and sweating.
What are these flavored? This is maple.
Maple. Why it do you, smells, what do you, smell them.
Wafting it? Oh, you're smell wafting them. It to me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you open it,
oh goodness,
the maple smell. And that's, we have the fan is on in here, so it's dissipating a little. But I opened these yesterday to take pictures of them. Mm-hmm. And when I opened it, it hits you in the face with this just fall smell of maple syrup.
Yeah.
It is something else.
Yeah.
Why don't you
perfect
grab?
Perfect for May 7th.
Grab one or two. Also, it was really hard not to eat one because the smell was so strong and
delicious.
You should
just eat one.
Mm-mm. Without you?
These are a delight. They're super good.
Mmm. These are super good.
Yeah.
What will we do with them? Cocoa?
Rice Krispie Treats.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Why didn't I think of that?
I went right there. Went right to it.
Rice Krispie Treats, but maybe with walnuts in it? Maple walnut Rice Krispie Treats?
Maybe.
Mmm.
I don't want to.
Or like crumbled walnuts on top?
I think maybe a plate of Rice Krispie Treats and a plate of walnuts next to each other.
Mm.
And if somebody wants to put one on top and then eat it, mm-hmm. then go for it. But I don't think we need to kitchen sink up a Rice Krispie Treat. I think there's a too far that you can do to a Rice Krispie Treat.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm going to have just one more.
Okay.
They're so good. And I love maple syrup in general.
Well.
Mm.
Yeah. I think they're a hit. Great
mm-hmm.
job, Dandy's.
Mm-hmm.
No apostrophe.
They've got the regular Dandy's texture.
Yeah. They got it.
Perfectly marshmallowy.
Pillowy.
And then despite the flavor, I mean, the smell being so strong when you open them, the maple flavor's like light.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It doesn't like punch you in the face in like a cloying way.
Feels natural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. A hit.
Thank you for sending us these, Dandy's. They are a delight.
Speaking of delights,
mm-hmm.
we're done.
That's right. Thank you for listening. If you are enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and review us.
Just rate is fine.
But also review
okay. On
Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. And we just love reading your 5-star reviews. And we will read it on the pod.
Yeah.
We'll
you
read
can put
it.
In like coded messaging stuff and we'll read it. We won't even know.
Mm-mm. We'll just read it right out
with
fanfare.
Yeah.
You can also follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm Line Leader Was Taken on TikTok. Look out for my thermal videos. That I'll be posting soon.
And we'd love to hear from you. If you have a suggestion for a food we should try, thoughts about an episode, you want to tell us where you fall on that court case we referenced earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can message us on Twitter or Instagram. I read and respond to every single one of those.
You do.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.